All right. Hello, everyone, and good evening. Good evening to our Zoom people over there. God bless you. All right. Thanks for the invite. Amen. Glad to have you. And good evening to our folks that are on the conference line, Sister Roz, Sister Sharon, Prophetess Flo, and good evening to our YouTube, Sister Michelle, I see that you're on. Amen. Good to see you on tonight. And so before we get started, we're going to pray we can get through. But before we get started and before we begin to pray, amen. This is the book that you're going to have to mute yourself on the Zoom line. You got to mute yourself because we can hear you. I don't know how to mute it on this end yet. So if you can mute yourself. But this is the book, and I will send it to you, Miss Donna Sell. We're probably going to be coming out of this book as a study. Amen. And I pray that when we get it, we will not go beyond the chapters that we will be reading. If we do in chapter one, that's the chapter we will be discussing. So we don't want anybody to go ahead, but you can go ahead and purchase the book, and they can see it on, I don't know what's going on the YouTube. I don't know what they're seeing over there. But it's called The Purpose and Power of the Holy Spirit, God's Government on Earth, Dr. Miles Monroe. Okay, so that's the title of the book that we will be starting. Probably it won't be next week, but maybe the week after. And you don't have to get the book. It's just this is where I'm going to be teaching from. This is where I'll be coming from. It's a good study book, and it has questions on the back for reflection. So you don't have to get it. You can just listen in and take notes that way. But if you want to follow along, I would suggest that you really get it for your library. It's that good of a book. It's really very good. And again, it's The Purpose and Power of the Holy Spirit, God's Government on Earth, Dr. Miles Monroe. And I'm going to show you that again. I don't know what's going on with the YouTube. I don't know if they can see me or what they're seeing over there, but it's definitely, not me. Amen. Did you get that over there on the conference line? I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the YouTube. YouTube people, can you see? Because the screen is not reflecting. Let's see what's on. The screen is not. Okay. Can you see? You know, the devil is a liar tonight. Y'all just know that, right? Because he is really messing with our technology. On YouTube, can you see? I'm getting a picture of the Bread of Life Bible study. That's all I see. Text me if you can see the book, because that's not the screen I'm showing. All right. So I don't know which screen I'm on this one. All right. So let me know if you guys can see it. This is the front of the book. I don't know if it's mirrored. And this is the back of the book. And I already told the guys that are on the conference line. Let me know if you can see me. I don't know. But we're going to move on. I don't know what's going on. Florence, you're not praying hard enough because this technology. This technology is like giving me a fit. It started with you, Donna Sell, talking about you couldn't hear me. And then Florence came on here talking about she had music. And now the YouTube, the devil is a liar. Now the YouTube is stuck on Bread of Life. There it is. Okay, now they're up.
I'm holding the book up on YouTube.
Did you see? I just held it up on YouTube. You guys are...
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, then we're good then. Okay, so I think it's up now. All right, because I hear myself on here. There it is. All right, so you should be good on YouTube. Praise Jesus. I held the book up front and back. I gave the title. 2 weeks, you can have it if you want to purchase it. If you don't, you can just listen in. You know, it's not mandatory, anything like that, but it just helps for the discussion, and we can pull out some meat and talk about it. There'll be a lot of discussion. It's really an excellent book. It really is. And it's basically teaching us about the kingdom of God. Amen. The kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. So I pray that you guys will purchase it. Amen. All right, let's open up in prayer now that I think everything is good. Everybody can hear me, all that good stuff. All right, we can pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again for this time, this Bible study time, Lord. We thank you for your precious souls, your precious people that are on the line tonight, Lord God. We hear, oh God, because we want to study your word to show ourselves approved, Lord, workmen that needeth not be ashamed, Lord. And we thank you that we're here because we want to be transformed. Lord, we don't want to be transformed from the outside in. Some of us have done that and it didn't pay off, Lord. But Father, we want to be transformed from the inside out. We want this mind of ours to be renewed. And so, Father, we open our hearts to your word, which is living. Your word is spirit. We embrace it, Lord God. We have teachable spirits on this line. And so we come with our hearts open because we're teachable, Lord. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you that as we embrace your word and as your presence manifests on this line, we pray that yokes are definitely annihilated, Lord. We pray that deliverance will come forth. We pray that a soul would be saved. Someone would cry out, what must they do to be saved on tonight? Father, we thank you that whatever your people need on tonight, that Father, you're so gracious and kind and merciful and loving that you are going to grant it to us, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I pray for strength. I continue to thank you for healing, oh God, complete and total healing. I thank you, Lord God, for the strength and the healing to do what you've called me to do on tonight. And that is to preach this glorious gospel, to teach it, to preach it, to expound on it. However you want to use this vessel, I am yielded, Lord. I am yielded. And so, Father, we thank you for Holy Spirit and his presence on tonight. And Lord, just have your way. You know, Lord, we always will move the way you want to move. We never want to shut off Holy Spirit. We never want to shut down anything he wants to say or do or however he wants to move. We know that we have an agenda. We have a program, Lord, but this program and agenda will not ever get in the way of what Holy Spirit wants to do with us on this line and in the lives of your people. I thank you for the freedom, Lord, to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for Holy Spirit. I thank you for his divine presence and his ministry of teaching. We thank you for him on tonight. And so, God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Touch everyone on this line. And God, as this recording goes on after it's all said and done and it's on the airwaves and it's traveling all over the world, Father, we pray that the same anointing, glory to God, that same anointing will rest on this teaching and will reach someone's heart. Father, we ask it now in the name of Jesus, whom all of us on this line tonight, we can say that we love you with all of our heart, our soul, and our strength and our might. In Jesus' name, we do pray. And if that's you and you're in agreement with me, just type amen or say amen, whichever you like to do. It's fine with me. Amen. All right. We started last week. Thank you. We started last week and it was Fight to Win, part one. And so we're on Fight to Win, part two. We know that the Holy Spirit just did what he wanted to do. And we kind of just shifted with the presence of the Lord on the line. And we're always obedient to Holy Spirit and what he wants to do on the line. Good evening. I see folks jumping on. So thank you, Sister Mott's on YouTube and on the conference line. You go, girl. Amen. She got double. Good evening, Sister Durant. Amen. She's joining us. She got double win, but she's serious, right? She on both of them. I see her name up here and I see her on the YouTube. Glory to God. Praise Jesus for all of you. So excited to see you and to have you. I'm so excited that you could have been on any Bible study and you could have been watching TV on tonight. You could have been chilling somewhere else, but you got on this line because you're hungry for the word of God. Now we at Hope International Ministries, we're going to put it out there because you guys are extended family now. So yes, I'm going to invite you. We will be, we've already started. And if you want to donate, we're trying to take donations for back to school. We starting early. Amen. Got the whole summer. Dollar store, pick up a ruler, pick up, you know, some paper. We just want to accumulate as much as we can that we can share and be a blessing. And if you're not one that, you know, you like picking up stuff, you want to send a donation, money donation, we'll take that too and we'll purchase. Amen. So we are opening it up also to our extended family. Those are on GroupMe. We extended it. And if this ministry blessed you, you know, we never take an offer. Now, we were in church. Now, let's be honest. If we were in church on Bible study night, and some of you guys on at other churches, you know, you're members of other churches. Or if you're at the church, you know, on a Bible study night, they take an offering. Amen. At least we did, didn't we, Flo? Every time the door opened, there was an offering bucket coming around. Amen. And so we don't take an offering, you know, if the Lord, if the Lord touches your heart. But if you really want to just be a blessing to us, it would just be wonderful if you could help us with our community outreach, with trying to do something for the school year, that we can be a blessing to some child or a classroom that needs supplies or things of that nature. We also will be going out. There's a homeless community here in Neptune, and last year we went and we took water. I think we didn't take water, flow. We did take water, right? We took cases of water. We took socks and hats out there, I think. And so this year the Lord placed on my heart for just water. So what I'm asking people to do, and those at Hope International Ministries, you know, when you out and you see a case of water on sale, just grab a case. You know, we try to keep it, you know, not a lot of money. But, you know, I'm out shopping. There's some money. You know, there's a case for on sale. I'm not going to drink Dunkin' Donuts today. I'll spend that $5 and buy a case of water to donate so that we could take it out to the homeless shelter. There's things that they need, little things, you know, gloves, socks, you know, stuff that we don't think about that's important. Pet food, I saw was one of them, hygiene. So we're going to start with water. We could just drop the water off in the summer and they'll have at least some water to do what they need to do. Cases, the jugs will do. We just want to be a blessing. So I'm asking, I'm extending. I know I'm doing a lot of talking. We're going to get to the lesson. But the Lord said extend it. Amen. So if you want to be a blessing, like I said, we don't do offerings. Mm-hmm. We never ask, you know, for offering because we don't. if you want to sow, Lord be so. But this is a way that you can truly bless our ministry. That's my heart. One of my hearts is evangelism. That's one of, besides the teaching ministry, evangelism and deliverance. Those are my hearts. And evangelism is at the top. Amen. And so we're just extending that. And if you could be a blessing, we would appreciate it. Amen. So I'm putting it out there, and I'll be saying it periodically, you know, so people will help us. I'm just going to be blunt. Yeah, blunt any other time we need help. Amen. Amen. Mm. All right. So fight to win. That's lesson. Our first lesson, part one. This is part two. Amen. And so we know that we have received many benefits through understanding the believer's authority, which we have been studying over the last couple of months. We've been diving into it. So we realize now, we've come to the realization that Satan does not have the power to make us do anything. Flip Wilson was a liar. Amen. When he said the devil made him do it. No, no, no. Satan can't make us do anything. Amen. He cannot make us do anything. But we said on last week that he can lie to us. And that's what he does. All right. And then if we believe the lie, we are empowering the enemy to accomplish his will, whatever his purpose and his will to do, which is to kill, steal, and destroy. He does it. When we hear the lie and we listen to the lie and we fall gullible to his lies. But I need us to understand, saints of God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost flow. But I need you to understand, but he cannot, the enemy cannot do anything like he was trying to jack up our system on tonight, right? He tried, but hallelujah, God is greater. He can't do anything to us, saints of God. Listen to me. He cannot do anything to us without our consent and our cooperation. If you cooperate with him, then you are opening up the door. We keep saying, don't let, y'all gonna be saying that in your sleep. Don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he gonna wanna what? Drive. Uh-huh. And he ain't driving my car. Amen. So this is the reason the battle isn't against demonic powers directly, because we, you know, we're rebuking and we're rebuking, but it's not demonic powers directly, because we know, hallelujah, that Jesus stripped him of all his power, right? He was triumphant on the cross, right? And so Satan has been stripped, saints of God, of his power. And so his only power, right, the real power that he has is deception and lies. That's the power that he has against the believer. Amen. And so we said that's how he used it. We said it on church on Sunday. He used it against Adam and Eve. He used it and tried to use it with Jesus, right? Trying to convince them, talk to them. He was successful with Adam and Eve. Amen. But he's not going to be successful with us anymore, because we know better. And because we know better, we're going to what? Do better.
Do better.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Flo. Satan chose, we talked about this Sunday, that Satan could have used a big old lion or a tiger. He could have used a big intimidating animal, right? To trick and to convince Eve that she better do what he wants her to do. He could have used something very intimidating, but we know that he used a serpent. Amen. Because he knew that he had no power. He has no power to force. He had no power to force Eve into doing anything. Eve willfully received, meditated, thought about it, and she took the bait. Amen. But he did not force her. He did not force her, but he deceived her. And so his only power, as we said, is deception. And what does he use? Hallelujah. He will use words. He used words to deceive Eve. Amen. And he tried to use words to convince Jesus to do some stuff, but Jesus knew, because Jesus was the word. So he came back with him with the what? The word.
Word.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, so now, nobody tied a string around Eve or put a dynamite stick under her to convince her to do what she did. She could have walked away. We talked about this last. She could have walked away. She could have ignored him. She could have rebuked him. Amen. But she entertained what he was saying. This all happened through what? Words. Words. Wherever you at, just say words, words, words. It all happened through words. And I hate to tell you, saints of God, but it's still happening today. Satan is fighting the believer with words. And here's the other one, thoughts. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting us with words, and he's fighting us with thoughts. And so here's where we start on today. The battle, Prophetess Flo. And I know I'm repeating, but I'm going to repeat. Repetition is good. The battle is right between your ears. Yeah, right. It's in that middle. I told him. The battle is between our two ears. It's not out there somewhere in the heavenly places. It's in our heads, saints of God. Every word you hear, every word you hear, not so much what you say, but include that. But every word that you hear will either release life or it's going to release what? Death.
Yeah.
Words based on and in line with the word of God will release life. Why do we make it so complicated, right? It's not complicated. Words that are in agreement to what the word of God says and in line with the word of God says, that's life. That's what I want to listen to all day. So in other words, I don't want to listen to no cussing, because that's not in line with the word of God. So I don't want to listen to no cussing, right? Lies and deceit, words that produce fear, right? All right, I'm just saying, Florence, you with me? Amen. Okay. All right. So every word that we hear releases either life or death. Words based on and in line with the word of God will release life. We know that. And words that are inconsistent with what God says, words that are inconsistent, lies, deception, with what the word of God says, I'm telling you, I'm telling all of us, including me, those words minister death. Death what? To your spirit. Amen? You're opening yourself up for words that aren't going to do anything, especially if you entertain them and you believe them. Go to Proverbs 18 and 21. Open up your Bibles. Get your electronics, please. Let's go to Proverbs 18, 21. I want us to see these scriptures. I want us to see them so you can underline them. Glory to God. And so Florence is the reader because she's, you know, I can hear her. So Florence, can you please go to Proverbs 18 and 21? And when you have it, can you read it? Amen. I see you. Amen. Battle in the mind. Yes, death. Sister Durant. All right. Go ahead, sweetie. Hit it.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Okay. Death, life is in the power of what we say. And whatever you say, if you're speaking negativity, fear, doubt, unbelief, that's what you're going to get. That's what's going to manifest in your life. If you're speaking and saying what the word of God says, now, you know, we ain't got to go quote it. Okay, let me just, because I hear, do we have to go around quoting about? No, you have to quote it, but you could speak in line with what the word says, right? Bible says that I have a sound mind. My mind is good. Okay, I'm not quoting verbatim, but I'm speaking in line to what the word of God says. And so when I begin to speak it out of my own mouth, right, start speaking what the word of God says, which is spirit and life, it produces what? Life, because it's spirit and life. So, saints of God, we must, as we said last week, we must be conscious. We must think about what we're saying. Think about what we're thinking, because when once it's out there, you cannot take it back. But what I told the people on Sunday, I know what I do. When I say something that's kooky, I said, Lord, I cover those words with the blood of Jesus. Words are so potent. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Remember, we used to say sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Remember, we used to say that back in the day when we were young?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lie, too, because some of us right now on this line, and we hurt because of some words that have been spoken, right? So words are powerful. So if my words are so powerful, I want to make sure whatever I release, that it's going to sow some life. It's going to sow some good things, not only to me, but to those that are around me. Amen, Sister Donicel. So we must be mindful of our words. As a teacher, I think we've been kind of, we were kind of programmed, because when you're with children, you always want to encourage them. Amen. So you have a way of saying things, of getting it across, but we knew how to still build them up rather than tear them down. And so that just ties over as adults. Amen. Because you know, how many know adults need to be built up too? Y'all know that, right?
Amen.
It's not just children need encouragement. Adults need encouragement. Some of us on this line tonight need some encouragement. And that's why we're on the line tonight. And it's okay. Amen. So that's why we want to speak words of what? Life. Words that are going to what? Build folks up. Because death goes and life are in the power of your tongue. Say it to yourself. Death and life is in the power of my tongue. Just say it. You need to say it. Release it. So it's either life or death. One or the other. Not only out of your tongue, but what are you listening to? Oh my gosh. What are you listening to? Not only what are you saying, but what are you listening to? Remember, words are either going to sow life or death. What are you listening to on television? What are your conversations, and who do you eat lunch with on your job? Who do you hang out with? Who are your friends? Who are your peeps? Amen. Who are those people that you're sitting amongst and you're listening? Because those words are ministering to your spirit. Those words are feeding your spirit, whether you know it or not. Let me tell you, I always talk about myself and tell about myself. I told people, you know what? I'm just trying to help somebody. But I was watching this TV and I knew, Donicel, I knew this was a crazy movie. First of all, I knew it was crazy. See, listening to the enemy. I fed into it. I'm like, well, I'm going to watch. It can't be that bad. Then I try to justify it, Flo. Hey, it can't be that bad. You know, so you want to justify it. I just want to learn. Da, 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 da. I'm going to watch it anyway. So, you know what? I got lured into it, right? I didn't even say I got lured. I willfully. I'm not even going to lie. You know what? Because you got to be true to yourself. This is the problem with us. Thank you, Dollar Cell. This is the problem with us. We try to justify. No, I willfully submitted and went ahead and did what I knew I shouldn't have done. I shouldn't even have looked at this crazy movie because I knew it was crazy when I read the caption, right? But oh no, I just want to learn more about such and such, so I'm going to watch it. Well, let me tell you something. I watched it before I went to bed. Now, I was in the bed watching, and I watched the whole thing because I couldn't believe it was so crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, right after I got finished. Do you know when I went to sleep, I had some crazy wild dreams attached to that crazy movie that I watched. See what I'm saying? Because it had gotten, I allowed it into my psyche, into my spirit. This is what I'm saying. So we have to be very guarded. Saints of God, we have to be very guarded about who we're hanging out with, what we're listening to, what we're reading on social media. I've been cut down the news till I don't even think I might listen to the news once or twice a week. I was a news every day from, what time it come on, 4 o'clock? If I can get four to the world news, 6:30. So from 4 to 7 o'clock, I would watch the news. And this is the bad thing. It was saying the same thing over. See what I was feeding? Over. Mm-hmm. And over, and ain't nothing on there but fear, negativity, right? Unbelief, all of the stuff that is inconsistent to what the Word of God says. I was opening my spirit to all of this. And you wonder why people are all crazed up and afraid, because you're sitting here, we're sitting here looking at the social media and the news, right? And so I'm saying that because sometimes we go through our day and we're thinking, I'm just having a conversation. We're just gossiping about it. We're not really gossiping. I'm not really gossiping. I'm just letting you know so that you be aware. You're gossiping. Okay. All right. Because we try to justify gossiping. Gossip is gossip. Amen. Ain't no way. I'm just trying to let you know. You know what? I'm just going to tell you this because I know it ain't going to get nowhere. No. And when they come your way, shut it down. I don't entertain none of that stuff. I don't want to hear it, you know, or walk out the room. I don't want to pollute my spirit. Amen. I don't want to pollute. That's a good way of looking at it, right, Florence? We do not want to pollute our spirit. I want my spirit to be open and as pure as it can be so that the Holy Spirit can flow through me. I don't want anything to clog it up, get in the way of him being able to have total influence in my life. Amen. So some stuff the Holy Ghost said, y'all need to just get rid of it. Like me, stop watching news so much. I'm not even much on the social media, which I started backing off. But now I just put scriptures on it. I said, listen, I ain't got to do a whole lot of talking, just scripture. The word speaks for itself. I ain't got to do nothing. You know, so he's changing and making me more aware of what I'm allowing into my spirit. Amen. Amen. All right there. Hey, amen. I hear you, Sister Durant. Amen to that. Amen. So don't let him pollute your spirit. Let's go over to Matthew 12, 36 and 37, please. Because either life or death, one or the other, whatever we're listening to and what we are saying and what people are saying to us, shut it down. You're not going to pollute my spirit. I think I might put that on a t-shirt. Don't pollute my spirit. Amen. All right, let's go to Matthew 12, 36 and 37. Please get your word, get your word, get your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Florence, you there yet? Matthew 12, 36 and 37. Can you read that for me, please?
But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
Wow. That's just plain, right? You can even have to expound on that. You know, all these words that we release, and you know, it just makes me more mindful. It's making me more mindful, let me say that, of what I'm saying. Because sometimes we just talk. Florence said, you just talk, just be talking. Sometimes she'll say, you're just talking to be talking. That's idle words. Ain't that? See, if I'm just talking to be talking and then she ain't getting no kind of life out of it, right? And I'm just rambling on, then that's just idle. Just talk. Let the words be purposeful. Amen. and strategic. Mm-hmm. When you open your mouth, let it be something that people are just like, whenever they come around, I love to hear them, because whenever, when they expound, when they talk, they're sharing something that is going to be imparted, that's going to be uplifting, that's going to be encouraging, that's going to give direction. Amen. Give hope. We need just be mindful, all of us, as we said, of our words, because the scripture is very clear. Matthew 12 and 36. We're going to give an account of all these words. God, I shudder. I shudder. So, you know, of so many words that I've said, that, you know, you just be talking. And let's just think about what we say. Amen. Every word you speak and every word you hear are either producing life or death. Everything you listen to on the radio, television, social media, movies, they're ministering either life or death. If you, well, we ain't gonna talk about if you disagree, because it's the word. Amen. Go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. And then I'm going to read it in the New King James. Florence, you have the King James Version?
Yes.
All right. So you're going to read it in the King James. 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. Travel with me over there, wonderful, beautiful, anointed people of God. See, I'm practicing right now, speaking life. Amen. Now, better believe it. Y'all better start speaking over yourself. Amen. Prosperous folks on this line. Amen. We want for nothing.
Hallelujah.
We the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. That's what the word of God says. We are blessed and we're highly favored people on this line. All right. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. Would you read that for me, please? And as I'm going over there, prophetess, flow.
Be not deceived. Evil communication. Corrupt good manners.
I don't think I need to read that. All right. Can you just say that one more time? Because that's just that. I think that right there is just, you know, just
be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners.
And that's evil communications, whether you're speaking it or whether you are listening to it. What does it say? It corrupts
good manners.
And let me read it out of the New King James. The New King James says, do not be deceived, people of God. I added people of God. Do not be deceived, people of God. Because I'm talking to all of us on this line. Amen. You know, I'm feeling better, so I'm a little bit better, a little stiff, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Amen. Do not be deceived, people of God. Evil company. Oh, I love the way the New King James says it. Evil company corrupts good habits. Can't make that any plainer, right?
Amen.
Evil communication. Amen. Evil company, because evil company going to speak what? Evil. They're not going to speak life. They're going to speak just what they are, evil, which is not life. So watch your company. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, we know we can't live on an island, saints of God. Most of the time we out here, we're bombarded with negativity, fear, doubt, unbelief, cussing, you know, slander, all kind of crazy stuff. Well, you know, it's the world that we live in. It's a falling world. But here's the interesting thing. Here's the interesting thing. What we can do, we can turn off the television, right? Or we could choose what we want to listen to on the television, or we can choose what we want to subscribe to on YouTube, right? There is an on and off knob on most things that we're listening to, that we can turn it on and we can shut it down, right? So we don't have to sit in front of the TV set or in front of the computer, or, you know, if you're the radio person, CD person, you're still there, and just passively take whatever it offers. No, we don't have to shut it off. I watch very little TV. Amen. In between my runs, I really don't even watch the TV. You know, I'll be, you know, reading or doing other things. I'm learning to start shutting some of that stuff down. Amen. And we wonder why we weak and feeble. We wonder why we ain't have no power, because we feeding our spirit the wrong stuff. That's like feeding your spirit candy and cookies. And poison, you know? So we have to be mindful. Shut some of that stuff off. We don't have to. We can choose. You can choose what you allow in your space. You can choose what you want to think. You don't have to just meditate on everything and pop in your head. You choose. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I choose not to think on that. I choose not to receive that. You don't have to receive everything everybody says to you. If it's a lie, now, if it's according to God's word, you know, if it's truth, it's truth. But we can choose what we let into our space. We can put boundaries. That's a big word in 2000. It was a big word in 2021. It's still a big word in 2022. Make boundaries. There's just certain things I'm just not going to be peevy to. There's certain people I'm just not going to, you know, I'm not going to be in their space. There's just certain shows that I'm not going to watch. I told Florence, I said, I never understood what's entertaining about watching somebody get shot and killed and raped. What is entertaining about that? Do you know? Anybody? You know, we watch TV and all of
that. You become desensitized.
Yeah. Because really, who in your right mind, saints, if we really just think about this, really just really, really think about it, in our right minds, right? And believe me, I've gone to, you know, crazy shows, Halloween, you know, I've watched all of that crazy stuff, you know, no-tell, bow-tell, whatever, with the man that was stabbing the woman in the tub, whatever, crazy stuff. But when you think about it, right, Donna Sell, Flo, and, you know, Sister Durant, Michelle, and over here, Sister Roz, when you think about it, what's entertaining about that? Who wants to see, who wants to watch that, right? When you think how, when you really look at it, if you step back and you really look at it, right? Isn't it kind of crazy? Really? Mm-hmm. Or am I the only one that really thinks that when you really? Yeah, yeah. And we, yeah, Florence, like she says, we become so desensitized that we, and this is what make it really bad, Donna Sell, because you know I'm just going to be the preacher of truth. I just put it out there. What's really, really messed up about it, we go to the movies with popcorn and candy. God, I can't. Soda, right? Stop at the dollar store. And we sit there with the popcorn, the candy, the soda, and we watch it for entertainment. And you wonder why the world is in the state that it's in. When you see, when you think that's entertainment, when most of the world thinks that's entertainment. Do I get an amen on that one? I know I got some more Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do it without personal devices too.
Yeah.
Our cell phones and our laptops and the people we have around ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it makes you think, right? It really does. It makes you really ponder some of the things that we have, like Florence says, we've become so desensitized to it, but it's really kind of messed up. That's not entertaining, mm-hmm. watching that. At least to me, it's, you know, it's not. But that's why you have to really be mindful of what you're watching. You know what I'm saying? In actuality, you probably can't even watch nothing. When we were in school, we used to have videos. You remember, Donna, so we used to have, you know, we had movies, movie day, you know, as an incentive. And it got so that you couldn't even find a movie that you could play in the classroom because everything had a cuss word or something in the pro. Like, we couldn't find anything after a while. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Even PG was that wasn't even...
Crazy.
All that, yeah, safe. So there's really, what is wholesome? I used to watch Little House on the Prairie. They used to laugh at me. I said, I don't care. Yeah, it was I bought all the series. And they would laugh at me. Some of my colleagues, my school, I was like, I watched Little House on the Prairie. It was safe, you know? So, amen. Donna, so that's one
and
of
you know
her
what,
favorites. Go ahead, Flo.
The thing with like being desensitized to is when we always say that the enemy, how he's cunning, right?
Yes.
And sometimes I'll talk about how with the cell phone, how you can now check somebody and get a response. But if you call them, they won't answer the phone. If you call, they don't answer. But if you text, they'll text you right back. And it's subtle. It's just subtle. And so now we're raising a generation that does not know how to communicate. They don't know how to, you know, I tell my son, don't text me, call me. I tell my granddaughter, call me. Mm-hmm. Because I want to hear your voice. I want to hear the emotion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to have a conversation with you. And we're raising a society that does not even know how to communicate, because now we text and we don't even talk to each other anymore.
Just true.
And it's subtle. It's so subtle. But we kind of just fall in line and just, you know.
That's true.
It's just the new thing that's going on. That's what we say. This is how they do it now. But we don't know, and so they don't know how to express themselves,
mm-hmm.
because they don't express themselves.
Right.
They just type.
This text. It's true. That's true.
Being desensitized is a choice. You choose to keep going back to the same channels or the same songs, and you choose not to answer that phone and only use text. It's a choice that people make, or we make.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, that we have a free will. But the thing is, with us in the body of Christ, when we learn, like we said, when we learn better, our motto is to try to do better. Amen. But you're right. We have, it's a choice. But we want to make the right choices, because the scripture says, choose ye this day whom you want to serve, right? And you can either choose life or you could choose death. You're right, Donna. So we got choices all day long. All day long, we're confronted with choices. But we want to choose which one, life or death. And everybody has, you're right. And so people that don't know any better, they're probably going to choose death if they don't know Jesus. They don't have Jesus, right? They don't know nothing, anything but darkness. They only know what the world offers. But that's why we're in a new kingdom. We're in the kingdom of God. And so we're being students of the word of God, because we're now dual citizenship. But our allegiance is to the kingdom of God. Amen. So we're learning how the kingdom of God, how he does things, because that's where we're subjects. We're subjects of his kingdom. And this kingdom doesn't operate like the world. And so when we're making choices, we should be making kingdom-minded choices. That's why y'all got to get the book. Amen. Because that's what we're going to be talking about, kingdom. So we have to make choices that are in agreement with the kingdom of God, the kingdom that we're now a part of, that takes precedent over the world. Because the world, what does this world have to offer?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So we got to choose wisely. Just like we got to choose our words. Choice. Have a choice to speak positive or negative, doubt or unbelief, fear or faith. I have a choice. And my desire now that I'm learning how much the words are so important, to be more mindful of what I'm saying. Amen. Because those words are going to produce something. Believe it or not, those words will produce. And they'll produce after their own kind. So if you're speaking negatively over your family, over your finances, over your health, amen, over your job, listen, over your emotions, over your mental, if you're speaking negative, those seeds are going to produce just what you're saying, right? Whatever you're sowing, that's what you're going to reap. So that's why we want to, hey, shakandiro sabadi. We want to sow words of life, because we want life. You know, we want the life that God says we can have, right? So we want to speak words that produce life. We need to recognize, saints of God, that Satan is fighting us with negative words. We can't change the fact, as we just said, that every word that we hear is either releasing death or life. We can't change that. We're in a fallen world. We can't live on an island, you know, where it's just us and people like us and we all speaking. No, that's the perfect world. We don't have that till we get to heaven. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we can choose whether to listen to it or not. I like what Florence does. I talk about Florence because she's my roommate. And so I know half of her life, but she tells me. When she comes in from work. So that's my talk about her or myself, right? Amen. But I like what she says when she's in that break room and they start speaking negative and start talking crazy. She says she politely gets the stuff and walks out that break room, because she doesn't want to expose her spirit to that stuff. Amen. And take us somewhere. It can take us somewhere. It produces something. It might produce anger. Could produce some bitterness. I don't know. But she doesn't want to open up her spirit to the negativity. So she gets up and she leaves. She chooses not to listen. You could turn it on and turn it off. We don't have to swallow it. We don't have to believe that stuff, right? We can get Saints of God, we can get to where we're constantly listening to words that minister life. We can get there. Amen. Mm-hmm. Do like Prophetess Flo. Mm-hmm. She walk around with the phone and the earplugs in her ear all day, whenever she can. I guess she's tuning me out. All right, y'all. That was a laugh out loud. Amen. I just figured I'd put some humor in there. She's probably tuning out her roommate. Amen.
Oh,
oh, Steph, I'm trying. But we can get to where where you're constantly listening to words that minister life, right? But the choice is up to us. And a lot of times I never ate in the teachers. I never ate in the teachers. Most of the time I eat in my class. But Donna Self can vouch for that. I'd eat in my classroom and I would turn the light out because I didn't want to be bothered. Like, I'll turn my light out and they think I'm not there. She got hip to it. And I said, turn the light out, right? Because I'm going to be in my room quiet. I'll read my scriptures, use it to my gospel music. But after a while, the people got hip to that. And that light be out and they ain't even kidding. Knocking on my door, coming in there. So, but you can. We can do it, saints of God. We could choose to just feed our spirits with things that are positive. Amen. Things that are going to bring life, surround ourselves in an environment that produces life. Amen. Let me see if they're saying anything over here. Amen. As a man thinks, so he is. Amen. Michelle, so all the technology is making young people not to think. Woo. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dumbing Down America. That's a book. Y'all need to read that. I'm tell you right now. Dumbing Down America. You need to read it because it just goes in line to what Michelle just said. All right, people of God. Wonderful, wonderful people of God. Amen. Go with me to 2 Peter 1 and 2. Florence is going to read it when she gets there. 2 Peter 1 and 2. Renew your mind. I need you to say to yourself, wherever you are, I need to renew my mind. Yes. Yes, my mind has been programmed to this crazy world. I came into this world. I learned how the world functioned and it's become habitual. I think like the world because it's been embedded, engraved. And now I'm in this new kingdom. I have new principles. There's a new way of doing things. Now this mind must be renewed. It must be transformed. Amen. And so here we go to 2 Peter verses 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2.
Hold on.
The wind is whipping out there. You have it yet, Flo? Because if not, I can read it. You want me to read it for time?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Now, how is it going to be multiplied to me? That's the thing. It says grace and peace be multiplied, right? Multiplied to us, given to us, unto you through what? How is it going to be multiplied to us?
The knowledge of God.
Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So how is this mind going to be renewed? How?
Through the word,
through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. That's according to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. It is through the knowledge of God that grace and peace, saints of God, are multiplied unto us. Satan's not stupid now. He's watched and he knows. So Satan knows this, which is why he battles us where? In our
mind.
Because he knows it. Grace and peace is multiplied to us through God's word. Through the knowledge of God and the knowledge of Jesus, our Lord. He knows it. So that's why he battles. He don't want you to get it. He don't want you to learn it. He don't want you to meditate on it. Amen. So he does everything. Mm-hmm. He knows once you get that in your mind, you get that thought and it gets in your heart, you'll start walking in it. You'll start implementing. You'll start doing it. And so he battles us in our minds. Go to Romans 12 and 2. Familiar. But I need y'all to look at this in another way. I'm almost done. Well, what time is it? We'll see how we go. Because we got next week, excuse me. Alright, go to Romans 12 and 2. Florence, you have that one? Romans 12 and 2. Go there, saints of God, so that you have it in your Bible. You got it underlined. You can go back and look at these scriptures, please. You there yet?
Romans 12.
12 and 2.
And 2?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. So we can't take shortcuts. And we can't keep our minds in the gutter. We can't keep listening to all kinds of things that the world offers, the things of the world. We can't do that. Right? We can't allow the sewage of this world to flow through the things that, you know, flow through us by listening and being partakers of negativity. We can't do all of that. Keep exposing ourselves to all of this, you know, all the stuff we know we're not supposed to. And expect the results that God produces. That's just, you know, that's just like doing, if you're doing something one way and every time you do it, it doesn't produce favorably in your life, right? But you don't change. You keep doing the same thing and getting the same results, but you want change. It's not producing the change that you want, but you keep doing the same thing. You must do something different. We can't just get opening ourselves and looking at all kind of crazy stuff and you know, sitting among people that there's nothing but negativity. We can't be inviting that into our spirit and then expecting God to transform our minds, right? You have to make a change. That's why I said you're going to have to stop. Well, like me, I stop watching the news. I don't watch it as much. Amen. I might look on my phone and just get the news clip real quick. And I, when it's killing, shooting, stopping, I go past that, try to find something that's life-giving or something that's important. I'm choosing. I'm making choices, as Donna Sell said. I'm choosing what I'm allowing in my space. I'm setting boundaries. Amen. And so I want change. I want the results that the word of God says, I want that in my life. So I realize that I got to do some things different. Amen. And so some people think that if they just pray and ask, and they'll receive it, you know, they'll just pray and ask and get this changed. No, there's more to it than just praying and believing, Prophetess Flo. We must also cooperate with God's spiritual laws. We must cooperate with the word of God. We must implement them. We must try to put them into practice in our lives. The way God operates through people is when they get their hearts and their minds stayed upon him, meditated on him. Satan hinders God through our thoughts. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Isaiah 26 and 3 in my New Living Translation says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. You fix your thoughts on him, right? Keep the negativity, the fear, the doubt, the unbelief. Just think, I've gotten to the point, I said, Lord, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? Just every time, you know, thank you, Jesus. If it's just a thank you, Jesus, God, you're just so good. Just to bring my mind back on him. Amen? Mm-hmm. When it starts drifting and start, you know, worry or, you know, some kind of stupid, crazy thought. Y'all know some crazy thoughts can pop up in your mind. You'd be like, where did that come from? Bring my thoughts to God. God, I just love you on today. Let me just tell you, just keep your mind on him. It don't have to be scripture. God, you were so good this morning. You just so good. You woke me up. You just woke me up. And I'm just grateful. Just keep your mind stayed upon him. Listen to this. And I don't know where I got this, but it says here in Romans 7 and 18, and y'all can go there. Amen. All right. Do same thing is insanity. It sure is. Battle in the mind. Absolutely. Absolutely, Sister Durant. Absolutely. Look at this. Romans 7 and 18. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Romans 7 and 18. Please go back and read these scriptures and listen to this tape. And this is teaching again. It says, for I know that nothing good dwells in what? In me.
My flesh.
That is in my what? My flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. You hear what I'm saying? This flesh is carnal. Carnal is characterizes the flesh. The flesh and its passions and its appetite. That's why I just want to eat. And we got to discipline it. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I have to discipline it.
Amen.
And you have to discipline this mind. Because if you don't discipline this mind, I'm telling you, your mind be taking you all kind of, to take you on a, let me tell you, taking you on a trip. And you ain't, and you're not doing speed and you're not doing acid. You hear what I'm saying? It's just the enemy. The enemy attacking all of our minds. All of us. It's a 24/10. He'll pop up with some crazy stuff. Say some stuff to you. Oh, you looking fat in that dress. Now, why would you tell you? The enemy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So we have to pull down some stuff in our lives. Amen. It was Romans 8:6. And I'll read it. Romans 8:6 says to be carnal minded is death. And we see why, because cardinal deals with the flesh and his passions and his appetites. So it will produce death. But the scripture also says, but to be spiritually minded, God, I feel your glory. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's why I'm meditating on him. God, you're so good. Here comes somebody getting on my nerve. That, Lord, Father God, I praise your name. If I have a moment, I'm sitting in the doctor's office. I might be looking at that TV, but I'm like, God, you're so good. God, glory to your name. Yeah. And they don't even know, but me and him having to pray, just constantly staying my mind. Every little minute, I'm walking down the hallway. Father, I might start praying for someone. God bless so-and-so today. They asked me to just keep God before you so you don't give an entrance to the enemy to attack your mind, because it says here that carnal mind, that fleshly mind, those passions and appetite from the flesh, the carnality, is going to produce death. But long if I'm meditating and thinking on the goodness and love and kindness of God, it's going to produce what?
Life.
Yay, God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, honey.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Let me talk about
The sister. You
know, the scripture says for the carnally minded is death, but it's spiritually minded is life and peace. So why do people tell others, you're so spiritually minded, you're not earthly good?
That's fanatic. You ever get people, some people...
people say that.
They do, but you bet. But the scripture says what? To be spiritually minded. Right, so I want... But Sister Sharon, some people, you know, take it to... Some people... I think, okay, in scripture, remember the lady that was following, was it Paul? It was the disciples, and she kept calling.
The spirit of divination.
Yeah, she had that spirit of death, but she sounded like, but she was fanatical. Oh, men of God, Diana, you remember? And he had to shut her down.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So it can get, you know, there's common sense in it. You know what I mean? And
a lot of Christians say that over and over again. And I wonder, what Bible are you reading?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I used to fuss at people talking about they're blessed until I read that we are blessed. Why would you? You see what I'm saying? Some things are ignorant. Sometimes it's out of ignorance. Mm-hmm. Things that we've been taught. But if the word of God says to be spiritual minded, guess what? I'm going to be spiritual minded. Y'all go ahead and you believe what you want to believe. If you say I'm no earthly good, no, so be it. Right?
I can tell you. Because I know y'all, I can tell you who I first heard say it. Bishop T.D. Jakes, a long time ago. When he said it, it did not ring right my spirit. Mm-hmm. It sounded so weird to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, like...
He's the first one heard say it.
Yeah, you know what? Some of the stuff, maybe that's for him. You know what I mean? Maybe that's for you. But for me, I'm going to be spiritually minded. You know, I'm going to meditate. You know what I mean? But I, you know, you're going to be Jesus every time people, but because, you know, you got to interact and, you know, within the world. But I tell you what, when I'm quiet, sitting by myself, yes, if the Holy Spirit directs me to say something to somebody and it might be spiritual, then yes. Amen. But you don't want to be like the lady with the spirit of divination that was going, holy men of God. That, you know, she was until they got on their nerve. Like, you know what? That's not even the right spirit. You coming out of. They had to shut her down. You know what I mean? She was over. And that's what happens sometimes when they talk about that, you know, you're so spiritually minded, you're no earthly good. Did they get to that part, like that individual in the Bible? That young lady. Yeah. That's how I see that. when that applies. But yeah, it's overkill. And then after a while, what spirit are you operating in? You know what I mean? Because we still have to function in this world, right? But she was overkill into the fact that it annoyed the men of God. Like, where are you coming from with that? But no, spiritual minded, meditating on his word, thinking on his word. Amen. If the Holy Spirit direct you to give a word to somebody, get that word to somebody, you know, being led by the Holy Spirit, it's a difference. So that term right there, you know,
And you know what, too? That's true, because at my job, we have a new doctor, he's an anesthesiologist. Mm-hmm. And I have never seen him. I haven't seen him yet. But I'm listening to the nurses talk about him. And they were saying, like, some things that he wasn't doing right. You know, and when they try to correct him, he really don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then one of the nurses was like, because he's a born again.
Mm.
And then the other nurse said, that's why. We see why. Mm. You know, and I'm saying, okay, so what is this guy doing?
Probably telling them the truth.
Saying that, you know, that they would put it out there like he's a born again. Mm. They didn't even say a Christian. Mm. He's a born again, right?
Mm.
And I'm like, Lord, but people are so blinded. They're just blind.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know that they're blind. And so a lot of times when a person hears, if they just hear that you are a Christian, it's like, turn off.
Shut down.
You know what I'm saying? But that's why, too, we have to also let our light shine before men. And what they're angry about is that you're able to live this life. You ain't just talking, but you're able to live this thing, and then it shows themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be possible that they experience someone that said they were born again, but they act that as a contrary to what they were saying? Because sometimes we Christians, we turn people off by the way we act. Because sometimes we don't act like Christians, or sometimes we're forcing people, trying to force them the gospel down their throat.
Mm.
Could that be it?
Well, yeah, I'm sure people have had all different kinds of experiences, but that's why I'm saying that it's important that we live a life that people, you know, like sometimes, as a matter of fact, one person said to me today, she said, Florence, because there's a young man that comes and helps us, you know what I mean? And I know that in reality, he's a little off. And she was saying, but Florence, like, he's not right. He's not right. I said, you know what? Yes, he does have a problem. But guess what? When he come up in here, he works. Okay? So I don't mind talking to him. I don't mind joking with him. Because when he come up in here, he does what he's supposed to do. And so what the world does is separate themselves from people that they feel like he ain't right. His mind ain't right. Okay, so what are you trying to do to help him? What are you trying to do to encourage him? You know what I'm saying? But you just nice. No. It's just, but that's the mindset of the world. And that's why we can't look at people in the world, right? And then begin to treat them the way that they treat other people. God said, with loving kindness shall we draw them.
Mm.
You know what
I'm
saying? So
hallelujah.
We got to do this thing different. We can't do the same thing the world doing and then call ourselves Christians.
Mm.
And you know what? He feels the love. You know, he can always come to you because you show him love.
Right. But that's who we are, right? Because Christ in us.
The hope of glory. Amen. Amen. I was reading here on the YouTube. Sister Durant says they say, I think it's something they go to. Oh, when we were talking about that spiritual minded, the people go to extremes. They carry things to extremes, and that's when they become no earthly good. Like we were saying, they become, you know, just overboard. You know what I mean? Like the, like exactly like the lady. Amen. the example in the Bible.
With the spirit of the devil.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, after a while, all right, you break it down. Amen. I wanna finish mm-hmm. this. So can I get all right, 5 more minutes? Can I do 5 mm-hmm. more? Okay. John 6:63 says, "The words that I speak," my favorite scripture, "the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." That's the word of God. It is spirit and it is life. So being spiritual minded is being word minded. Being spiritual minded. There you go, Sister Mott. Being spiritual minded is being word minded. It's thinking on what God has to say about your situation instead of what the world has to say. If you are world-minded, you'll have light. You'll have life. If you are word-minded, you'll have life and peace. Grace mm-hmm. and peace will be multiplied to you as you continually think on the knowledge of God. You can't just think negatively, adopting the mindset of the world and then experience the life, grace, and peace of God. It's not going to work that way. Amen. It's not going to work that way. That's just self-explanatory. Amen. So we have to be mindful again. The world will offer to us fear, doubt, and unbelief. And if we swallow all that, then we'll be in turmoil. That's why I start releasing that news. But if we listen to and go by the word of God, glory to God, which is spirit and life. If we listen to saints and go by the word of God, you'll have life, grace, and you will have peace in your life. Yes. Through God's word, right? We'll know that we're protected. Now, here's what I want to stop at, because I've never seen this scripture like this before. I saw it differently, and then I'm going to end, but I wanted to end on this, and then we'll be up to par. Go to Isaiah 54:17. Please go there with me. Everybody, if you have your Bible, if you have your electronic Bible, go with me there, please, to Isaiah 54:17. And then we're going to get ready to close, and I'll turn it over to Prophetess Flo. In Isaiah, pray that you're there. Isaiah 54:17, very familiar scripture. It says, "No weapon," because we quote it all the time, "no weapon formed mm-hmm. against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Now, here is where I was thinking. This is my mindset, right? I'm thinking no weapon's going to form against me, right? It won't prosper, and every tongue that rises against me, you know, would be in judgment, right? And I'm thinking, Donna Sell, that like God's got this thing for me. You know what I'm saying? God's got my back. You know, weapon formed against me gonna prosper, right? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking God's got my back. God gonna handle it. Check this out. I'm gonna read it in the English Standard Version. All right. I'm going to read that same scripture in the English Standard Version. It says, "No weapon formed against you," me, you, "will succeed. And you," me, "and you will refute." Refute means to argue against, right? To argue against with mm-hmm. evidence. "You will refute any accusations raised against you in court. This is the heritage of the Lord's servant. Their vindication is their acquittal, is from me." This is the Lord's declaration. Now I'm going to go back and read Isaiah 54, because I always thought God was doing it for me. No, God said, "I ain't doing this for you. No, you doing it." I said, "God, you know what? You messed me up." He says, "No weapon that..." Now I'm going to change that "thee." "No weapon that is formed against you," Mary Mallory, "shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against you," Mary Mallory, "in judgment," Mary Mallory, "you're going to condemn them. You're going to have to counteract those words spoken over you by way of the truth." That's what it's saying. Mm-hmm. So when people releasing stuff over you, saying crazy stuff, or you listening to the news and it's saying stupid stuff. You know, no. That ain't what the word of God says. The word of God says, listen, that he's gonna supply all my need. I don't care about no inflation. Oh, the gas prices are high. Oh, but my God owns a cattle on a thousand hill. I'll never lack another day in my life, and I won't lack in my gas. Do you hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We see what the world is giving, but we have to counteract that, because when we don't, that's where the fear comes in, the doubt, the negativity, the unbelief. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I never looked at that scripture like that, and I saw it today. I said, God, you got to be kidding me. All this time, I'm thinking you're doing this. Uh-uh. He's saying, you better open your mouth and counteract it. And once you do that, what does it say at the end? I'm going to read it in the English Standard Version. It says, after you do that, right, you go back and you refute those accusations, right? This is the heritage of the Lord. This is what God's going to do for you, the Lord's servant. And their vindication is from me. You cancel that thing. Vindication means acquittal. So that stuff that they're speaking over you, you better open your mouth and tell, no, I ain't stupid. Who do you so? No, I have the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God in me. When the devil start talking to you, here you go and I'm ending. When the devil start talking them lies and deceit, oh, you're no good. What do you mean I'm no good? The Bible says that I was fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. He looked at me and he said, oh, it is good. Everything that I made is good. Hallelujah. Get on out of here, Satan, with your lies. Yeah, hallelujah. Get on about it. Oh, you ain't never going to be out of there. Yes, I am going to be out of there. The word of God says that I'm a lender and not a bar. That's who I am in God. You start opening your mouth according to Isaiah 54 and 17. You got to open your mouth. And once you start opening your mouth and speaking the truth, glory to God. Yeah. God said, then I'm going to stop him. And when I stop by and when I step in, you're going to be acquittal. You're going to be all right. Hallelujah. Because you are declaring my word. And once you then I can step in and do something. It's you that have to open your mouth and you have to denounce those things that the enemy is saying, the stuff that you're hearing, not just in your mind, but what you open yourself into at your job. Hallelujah. The people you around, start open your mouth and declaring, oh, no. You're not releasing that over my spirit today. Oh, no. Let me just give you the word of God, what it says about me, because that's who I am in God. Take that Isaiah. I'm going to tell you, you ain't getting no scripture tonight. You better meditate on that one. Glory to God, because we just been shutting up our mouths and letting the enemy say all kind of crazy stuff. Your mind ain't never going to be right. Yes, my mind is right. God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but a power and love, and I have a sound mind. I don't care what they say, what the report says, my report. Who report am I going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Oh, you got so. No, I ain't got that in my seat. It's in there, but the word of God says that I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. I speak healing. Matter of fact, I talk to my body. I command my body to be healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Everything in my body, it must come subject to the word of God. It must function in the correct form that you declared it, Lord. Yes, because your word says it. I'm going to decree it. I'm going to do what the word of God says. Stop entertaining the enemy. Stop listening to the lies. Glory to God. Because when you listen to it, you're going to be walking in doubt, fear, unbelief, depression, stress, anxiety. Glory to God. God told you, he said, listen, he said, if you keep your mind stayed upon me, I will keep you in perfect peace. That's the word of God. Keep your mind on God. Amen. And open up your mouth and begin to condemn those words and those thoughts that are not in agreement with what God says you are, what God says you can have. Glory to God. That's who you are, and that's what you can have. Now, put your mouth on and say, I believe God, and I believe his word in Jesus' name. Y'all better open up your mouth, because that's where it's going to come. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're victorious. Glory to God. You're victorious in Jesus Christ. And you're righteous in God, in Christ Jesus. You're not stupid. You're not an idiot. You're not illegitimate. You're not any of those things. When you're in the body of Christ, you have become a new creation, a new creature in Jesus Christ. What you must do is denounce what the enemy, the liar, the deceptor, glory to God, denounce him as soon as he come. Be like Jesus. Jesus came back with him, and Jesus did just what Isaiah 54:17 did. He went back and he counteracted those words with the truth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I turn it over to Florence. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, yes, glory. I see you, Sister Durant. Glory. Hey, Almal. Glory to God. I'm tired of the enemy. I am tired of the enemy. Glory to God. I've been 60 years on this earth. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray he's going to give me many, many more. And those things that I have entertained in my life, those things that I have thought about myself in the name of Jesus, I now at 60 begin to walk in who I am. Glory to God. I listen to what people thought I was. I've been and became what people thought I should be. But right now, glory to God, I'm only what God says I am. Glory to God. And I believe what God says I can have. If he says I can be prosperous in every area of my life, then I believe what the word of God says. I'll be spiritually minded all the days of my life. Because one thing I found out is that God would never lie. His word is true, and he is truth. And so I choose to believe and be spiritual minded, which is going to produce what? Life in my life. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. So I need you to start opening up your mouth, even if it don't look like it down the cell, even if I'm not there yet. I'm going to begin to decree and declare and fashion where I want to go. Because the reality is, as long as I keep doing the same silly stuff, I'm going to be stuck in that same silly place. But when I begin to be transformed in my mind and believe that I can be healed, that they believe that I can be delivered, and I can believe that some crazy habits in my life can be destroyed, then God will honor my belief. And when the enemy comes and say, you can't do it, it won't happen, he'll never heal you, that's when I rise up with the word of God. Oh no, devil, no. Here's what the word of God says concerning my situation. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord, or are you going to believe the report of the enemy, who is nothing but a liar and a deceiver and a cheat, and comes to kill, steal, and destroy? Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? God bless you. I must stop, because if I don't, I'm going to pay for it, and I don't want to. I cover those words. I must stop right now. I must stop and use common sense right now. I must use, and I'm talking to my body. See, I'm talking to myself. I must use common sense, and I must calm down and settle myself in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But I need y'all to get it. I need you to get this. I need you to get this, because I got it. Amen. And it took me a while, but it don't have to take you a while to get it. Glory to God, because you're getting this teaching now. I didn't get teaching like this. Glory. But you're getting it right now. If you just make up in your mind that you're going to trust God, glory to God, and just obey and just do what you can do with it, he will honor it. Glory to God. How? And I ain't saying that it's easy. It's going to be discipline. You got to, because see, the church been telling you, oh, you just pray and it's gonna happen. Then it don't always happen that way. You have to discipline yourself. You have to put boundaries in places. Amen. I'm just not gonna go there no more. I'm sorry, Sister So and So, but I cannot do that. I can't do you right now. You just gotta have to do some things to get the results that you want in your life, saints of God. You must do it. It's not gonna just materialize. Holy Ghost just ain't gonna snap a finger and it's gonna happen. You must use discipline. You must get in your word. You must be connected to the vine. You must make right choices, choices that will bring life. Hallelujah. You must do some things different. Glory. And you must open up your mouth, and you must declare the truth of God's word when it comes to words and accusations and thoughts that are contrary to who God says we are. Amen. If you believe that on tonight. Amen. Type amen wherever you are. Open up your mouth and say amen. I'm going to turn it over to Prophetess Flo. If there's any comments, anybody want to, I feel like somebody may have a comment or something they want to release. Florence, let them do it, and then you take over. I'm going to decrease here. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Pray for our cool man.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hold on real quick.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
His name is
Hallelujah.
Rick is spelled RAFFRENKY.
Glory.
Not pronounced Rick.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he said he's tired. He has a lot. He said every time he gets to where a point where he can say, I can rest, he says he gets a call from people because he's a pool person. And then more work's added onto him. And we wanted God to bless him to the point that he can get that rest and help him set boundaries. I tell him I'm going to pray for him. And if he needs me to take some phone calls for him, I will.
Because
he really wants to rest, maybe take a week off or something besides just take a week off during Christmas, you know?
Mm-hmm. But just, okay, I'm going to pray. Anybody else? Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Okay. We are going to pray and we're going to close out. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God for the word and just thank him for the word. That's all we say.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We bless you and honor you and exalt you, Lord God. Lord God, we hold up right before you right now in the name of Jesus. And Sharon has requested, Lord God. Lord God, even as we have heard and learned on tonight, Lord Jesus, that to see change, God, we must make a change, Father. So, Lord, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen him and that you would minister to him, Lord God, that if he desires to see change, he must do something different, Lord God. And, Lord God, give him the strength, hallelujah, because many times we know to do different, but we don't have the strength and what it takes, or we don't think that we have to make those changes. So, Father, hallelujah, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would just help him to see where he can make those changes and then do it, Father. Hallelujah, that he would not just be a hearer, hallelujah, but a doer of things. So, Lord God, that he may receive results. Lord, we thank you for the word on tonight. We thank you for the power of our word. We thank you that the power of life and death is in our tongue, Lord God. And we thank you that we will speak life and hope, hallelujah, in this dying world, hallelujah. We just bless you and exalt you. We thank you for Pastor. We ask that you will continually cover her under the blood, Lord God, that you will continue to touch her body, Father God, hallelujah. And that you continue just moving by your spirit, hallelujah, in this Bible study, as you have been and as you will continue to do, Lord God, that we may grow better and stronger in you, Father God. And Lord, we love you, we adore you, we appreciate you, and we thank you for who you are in our lives. So just continue being who you are, even as we lay our heads down on the pillow once a night, Lord God. Let us speak words of peace, joy, love, contentment, Lord God, and rest in you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you.
God night, everyone.
God too,
Jesus
Sister
Christ
Sharon.
Is Lord.
Amen.
Remember that. Yes, God bless.
God bless.
Amen.
Good night, everyone. God bless you. Amen. And thank you for coming on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.